You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Grandpa Dan back with you finally for another installment of the Daily Nationalist. The Daily Mail Monday is back once again. I know I've been missing out. Hopefully you've missed me. I've missed having these discussions, had a lot of stuff going on. It's that time of the year. We're going to have some of these hiccups along the way. I'll just go ahead and get some of that out of the way. I will be back tomorrow for the Parish of the Patriots. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here Wednesday for his Orthodox Nationalist show. I know you always look forward to that. Now, the programming note comes in after that. Dr. Johnson's going to be out of pocket for just a little bit. He's got things going on as regular listeners to his program. You all, I'm sure, know already, but it just heads up that after Wednesday, we won't be hearing from Dr. Johnson for just a little bit. It won't be a long time. He's got things to take care of. We're going to let him, you know, obviously he's got to get that done. So we'll just keep soldiering on. I do plan to be back as far as my input. Be back on the regular schedule here. I'll be back on Friday with the weekly wrap-up for you with the Daily Nationalist. So, yeah, it is great to be back. And again, I appreciate y'all bearing with me. I know we've missed these shows for the last week or so, but we're back in the groove. We're back to it. And like I say, we're back to the Daily Mail Monday. And, of course, the big talk today in the news segment. And this is all just shows you. I think the theme for today's Daily Mail, and it's hard. I use this Daily Mail, and it's fun. I could just regale you with nothing but stories about sports ball and celebrity gossip. But I don't do that. I spare you that torture. You can thank me. You can thank me later. The big story going around in the news cycle right now is, of course, Joe Biden has pardoned. He has pardoned his son, Hunter. And we're going to go through some of this, and I can already see where this is going. This should be surprising, like, to nobody. But I thought we'd get into this story a little bit and just keep going down memory road, remembering, you know, because they keep changing. This is all theater, and they keep changing the narrative. They keep swapping out the script. They want to bamboozle us. They want to baffle us, but we're not falling for it. So we're going to go ahead and hit this first story, which, of course, has a headline. Biden accused of extending Hunter's shock pardon to cover his alleged corruption at Burisma in 2014. Critics of Joe Biden's shock pardon. I don't know who this was shocking for. You always have to love how the media will put these terms out here to already just right off the bat. First sentence, it's supposed to set the tempo. You're supposed to be shocked. You're shocked because the media says you're supposed to be shocked. Again, I don't know how anybody is actually shocked by this. The entire Hunter Biden trial on these gun charges, gun application nonsense was ridiculous from the get-go. Critics of Joe Biden's shock pardon of his son, Hunter, have noted a key detail that connects the reprieve to the younger Biden's time on the board of Ukrainian gas company Burisma. The bombshell U-turn decision to grant Hunter Biden a pardon comes just weeks after the White House denied the president would make the drastic move in the final months of his lame duck presidency. The document gains a full and unconditional pardon, a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter's potential crimes committed from January 1st, 2014 through December 1st, 2024. This has led many to theorize that there is something lurking underneath the pardon, which is meant to acquit Hunter Biden of charges that came to light in 2018. Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma in 2014, wrote conservative commentator Liz Wheeler. By pardoning Hunter for any crimes he may have committed from 2014 to 2024, Joe Biden is protecting his family's criminal cartel. Wow. She added that Biden is protecting his son from the possible new head of the FBI. This pardon isn't about the gun charge. The big guy is protecting himself from Kash Patel. Hunter referred to his father Joe as the big guy in 2017 email about a business deal that raked in millions for the Biden family and their cohorts. Truly incredible. Joe Biden pardoned Hunter during 2014, the year he was appointed a board member of Burisma, wrote Greg Price. You can't make it up. Well, I would say what you can't make up is the fact that if you have a, you know, if you have a memory span of longer than the last news cycle, you'll remember that these same, all these conservatives, all these Republicans, remember the Hunter Biden laptop thing? They made everything about Hunter Biden smoking crack and having sex with prostitutes. You remember that? Man, the rest of us in the alternative media, we were talking about the blatant email, the corruption unveiled by the email, which were obviously impeachable offenses, how they were selling influence for all of this money. I mean, it was out in the open. Any look at this, these contents, it was in your face. I mean, this wasn't even like, well, it could be interpreted as something else. And yet, what did the conservative media, what were the conservative commentators, what were the Republicans going on about? Oh my gosh, look, he's smoking crack. They were putting these ridiculous stories out there that, you know, he was screwing little kids on these videos. And there was no evidence for that. They were putting out there that there was videos of him having sex with like relatives or his sister-in-law or whatever. And there was, again, no evidence for any of that. Instead, they chose, in other words, they chose at the time to fixate on these irrelevant things. And they were not mentioning at all the obvious corruption, the obvious bribery that was going on, the influence peddling, whatever you want to label. These people, the conservatives or Republicans, they intentionally wanted to go on and on about crack smoking and banging hookers, muddying the waters, sort of like when the election fraud topic came up after the last go around with Trump. And you had these people going on and on about the voting machines, and not to say there's no problems with them, but they were going on like it was all these voting machines. Remember, we're going to release the Kraken and all of that nonsense while completely ignoring the mail-in ballots, the boxes of ballots brought in the middle of the night. They wanted to focus, muddy the waters, focusing on these voting machines. It was the same thing. They were muddying the water talking about, oh, there's video of him having sex with children. There were videos of him molesting little girls, even relatives, even family. And there was no evidence of that at all. Meanwhile, the evidence of this out-and-out bribery, this out-and-out corruption, this out-and-out pay-for-influence peddling, there was right there. There was no way to interpret it besides what it actually was. And yet that went, by and large, ignored, not just by the regular mainstream media, but by all these conservative commentators and by the Republicans themselves. That they didn't have any. Instead, it was all the salacious sex and drugs stuff. Now, all of a sudden, now that the pardon's gone through and nothing can come of it, now all of a sudden, my gosh, they're just trying to cover up for this corruption. See, now that it's just going to be too late to do anything. We're going to have to move on. It's all about unity. The corruption in the U.S. it's just embedded. It is a part of the system at this point. It's just the system runs on this blatant corruption. And while everybody tries to pretend that isn't the case. Everything from the wars to the failing infrastructure. I was having a conversation with somebody, and this is related to corruption. It doesn't have anything to do with Hunter Biden, but it is in the fact that this whole country is what it is because of the corruption. I try to explain this to people who don't live in the U.S. and they don't understand, and they say, why does the U.S. do this? You don't understand. Everything in this country, the corruption is endemic. It's just down to the very root. Everything is run on corruption. And it's so often in your face. One of the most classic examples is you'll have these stories come out, and we cover them from time to time here, And they'll do one of these stories that, well, new audit finds that the U.S. military spent $500. The Pentagon spent $500 for toilet. It's $500 a piece for toilet seats. My gosh, they've spent this is just crazy. This just shows how the government is wasteful. And they're spending money instead of getting a good deal for the taxpayer. Well, it's absurd. And I point out to people, I was pointing out just again recently to somebody, IRL, I said, they're not paying $500 for a toilet seat. That is, they put that out there for morons. They're not paying. How could the Pentagon spend $500 for a toilet seat? That's ridiculous. Because they're not. They're not stupid. This is because the money is being stolen. The money is being paid, is going in everybody's pockets, but they have to put something on the books, right? They can't just have the money disappear, although sometimes they do. They've made several attempts to audit the Pentagon, and these auditing firms come back and say it's impossible. There's no paper trail. We don't even know where it goes. But they are half-assed doing some book work, and at times they've got to show where some of this money goes. So they put down $500 a piece for all these toilet seats and pay $500 for toilet seats. It's like you get these regular articles. And again, this is for people who can't step back and look at things for what they are. You'll have one of these stories come out and people will sit there and go, "Oh, dear, rich people stupid. Oh, my gosh, there's a piece of modern artwork of, you know, some random crayon scribbled on a piece of cardboard. Somebody paid $6 million for that." You'll see these stories come out. And this is for regular people to look at and shake their head going, "What the hell is wrong with the wealthy? You believe this? This was a piece of cardboard with crayon scribbles, and some idiot actually paid $6 million. No, they didn't. No one's paying $6 million. For crayons scribbled on a piece of cardboard. They're not stupid. Nobody's paying millions of dollars for a banana tape to a piece of, to a wall or whatever nonsense modern art story that you see and people take it at face value. This also serves, by the way, as another example of the way the media runs interference for these operations. They frame the narrative as, look how crazy these rich people, some crazy person out there spent all this money for this ridiculous piece of modern art. And again, like the Pentagon, no, they're not. That's money laundering. They don't care. They probably take the piece of cardboard with the crayon scribblings and throw it in the dumpster when they get home. This is just so they can, they have to put down where this money is going somewhere. They have to put it down somewhere, and this is how they launder money. With this ridiculous money. They're not paying $6 million for, you know, somebody's Lego blocks. It's just money laundering. The Pentagon isn't spending $500 a piece for toilet seats or $1,000 for a toilet paper roll holder or whatever. Those are just book entries. Imagine if you went in to audit a company and their bookkeeper handed you their books and you look in the books and it's like, "Wait, you're claiming you spent $1,000 for a roll of toilet paper. Really? Where did that money go? Ain't nobody going to believe that." You try taking crap like that off on your IRS taxes and you get audited. And you try to tell the IRS guy, "Yeah, it was a business expense. I spent $1,000 on a roll of toilet paper for the office." And that ain't going to fly with anybody. But see, it flies with them because they're part of the group. They're in the club. You're not in it. They just put it down and, "Oh my gosh, look, it's so inefficient." The corruption is endemic. That's why our roads are crap. That's why our infrastructure is crumbling. That's why, you know, wars are just fought to make money. And all of these things. This whole thing with the Ukraine and the Burisma thing. This is years old news. We knew all of this before. And now all you have is these conservatives going, "Oh my gosh, can you believe that? Look at this. The Bidens have made millions of dollars." Nowhere in the article, they're not bothering linking the fact that now the U.S. has been funding a war against Russia through the Ukraine and really actively taking a part now in the war, officially, since they're launching these missiles into Russian territory. And we're supposed to look at these things as isolated. We're supposed to compartmentalize them and look at, oh, well, these government people. And the Bidens, by the way, aren't the only ones. If you think that Joe Biden is the only one pocketing money. Again, you story after story, all these billions of dollars are going to the Ukraine, and then they admit, you'll see a news story, and it's like they admit, "Well, we really don't know where a lot of this money's going," and they act like it's just the Ukrainians stealing it, and they're not. The people that are voting for it, they're getting their kickbacks. This is all money laundering. And they don't care how many Ukrainians or Russians or whoever the hell else has to die. They're all getting their payoff. The corruption is endemic. That's the way this system works. It runs on corruption. Now that they've pardoned him and it's old news and nobody can do anything about it, now they're willing to talk about it. And they're trying to make this about, they're hiding from Trump's new head of the FBI. The current head of the FBI was put in there by Trump, by the way. But see, it's different this time. I just find it hilarious that these people suddenly have discovered this angle. Now, I mean, to be fair, I'm not familiar with these particular specific conservative commentators. Maybe they have been talking about it along. I don't mean to single them out. I'm speaking in a broader sense. The Republicans and the conservative commentariat at large, who wanted to focus through this entire time on Hunter Biden doing drugs and having sex with prostitutes, which is just, you know, salacious nonsense. And then they were muddying the water with these things that there was no evidence for, that he was, there's video evidence of him molesting children. There was no evidence of that at all. Well, why? Why would they do that when they have a open and shut case with these emails of bribery and extortion? Because they're all taking part in it. They weren't gonna go after that, because they could easily turn around and they have the same material on them. They're all in the club together. Look, all these articles we're doing are from today. And you can just, I've got three articles on this topic. And just from these three articles, you can see where this is going to go. You can already get kind of an outline. The next article is headlined, Trump suggests he will free January 6 rioters in response to Biden's Hunter pardon. Let them all out. Donald Trump signaled Sunday night that he intends to use Joe Biden's pardon of his son Hunter to his own advantage, linking it to his own prospective controversial pardon of January 6 defendants. Does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been imprisoned for years? Such an abuse and miscarriage of justice, Trump wrote in his first public comment since Biden announced the pardon on Sunday. Well, no, Trump, it does not include that. And by the way, Trump had the opportunity to do that himself before he left the last time, and he didn't do it. He left those people flapping. Like the America, like old glory on a windy day. He left those people flapping in the wind. He could have pardoned them before he left office. But see, then the media would say bad things about him. So he left those people flopping in the wind. It is atrocious what's happened to those people. People have had their lives destroyed over this, who simply went to a protest, were invited into the Capitol by the police. There's video evidence of this. This isn't anything new. Trump didn't pardon them before he left. Oh, well, did Joe Biden pardon the January 6th? Well, why would he do that when you didn't? And now he's hinting, you see, he might pardon the January 6th. He might, but he also might not, because once again, the media would just have a heyday with it. It might say ugly things. He didn't do them before. If I was the family or one of these poor souls who's sitting in jail, I wouldn't put a lot of faith in this. What about a pardon for Ricky Vaughn? Remember him? The Twitter personality who has been sentenced to federal prison for memes back in 2016. How about that guy, Trump? How about putting him on the pardon list? Talk about a miscarriages of justice. If I were a part of the January 6th bunch, you know, whether they're the prisoners themselves, family, the supporters of these poor people, you know, you can hope for the best. But I wouldn't put a lot of hope in it, because I think we have a hint here. And with our third article, we're going to go ahead and jump to our third article on this, which is headlined, Americans want Biden to do the right thing and pardon Trump too. Multiple Americans have urged President Joe Biden to pardon President-elect Donald Trump after the Democrat wiped his son Hunter's criminal record clean. Biden made the shock announcement Sunday night that he would issue a presidential pardon for his troubled son, calling his prosecution selective, unfair. He did so after the White House repeatedly denied that he had plans to pardon his son, who will be pardoned for any crimes he may have committed from January 1st, 2014 through December 1st, 2024. Following the shock decision, many social media users have asked that Biden also pardon Trump, who was convicted on a hush money case in New York City over payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. They have argued that Trump is also facing politically motivated cases and thus should be pardoned the same way. They don't apparently have editors that like go through and check spelling mistakes and grammar on these articles. Pardon the same way Hunter was. And you see, there's the handwriting on the wall. What'll actually happen is some sort of deal will be made, and all these charges against Trump will go away. And then the January 6th people will be left once again flapping in the wind like Old Glory on a windy day, celebrating freedom in America. Trump will get a pardon, perhaps. They will do some sort of maneuvering to make all these charges go away. And they're going to have to do that anyway. Trump has obviously made a deal. They didn't do the election fraud this time. He's been allowed to get in. And these charges have got to go away. They've got to flush these charges somehow to make them go away. Now, possibly that's part of the collateral to make sure he stays in line, so they may keep a certain amount of that hanging over. But at some point, they've got to make they're going to have to do something. They can't just ignore him and pretend they're not there. This would be a very handy way to take care of that. Just go and issue a pardon out of here and make that go away. And then is that going to make Trump more or less likely to actually pardon any of these poor souls that are sitting in Washington, D.C. dungeons for protesting on the January 6th thing? If Trump gets a pardon, I think everybody else that's hoping for something, I think you're going to be left out in the cold. Again, maybe something different. I hope. You always hope for the best. But that's about all you're doing there is hoping. Now, I didn't want to make this whole show on this topic, so I got something completely out of left field for this final story. Now, there are those who argue that space itself is, like everything else here we're told in Clown World, a combination of varying degrees of both fake and gay. Is space fake and gay? I have nothing to put forward one way or the other on this, but I found this article here humorous along these same lines. You see, because I'm always open to new information and I'm always looking for weasel words, lies, and the like. And again, all these government agencies, as we've already discussed, they function on some certain level of corruption and money laundering, and NASA for sure is no exception to that. The headline of this article is NASA spots mysterious UFO galaxies hidden. They were hidden deep space. Now, again, when people say things like what they tell us about space is fake, it's all made up. You get into the Earth being flat or not. And it's easy just to readily dismiss this as lunatic schizo, take your meds, schizo gibberish. But I like to look at actual, what we're told, actual evidence. I hope I don't get bombarded by emails showing me, you know, bombarded with both sides, flat earth emails. Don't. But I do like to look and read these things and look at all these things skeptically, because they lie about everything. This I thought was funny. Astronomers have discovered mysterious UFO galaxies. Why they call it that? UFO galaxies that appear as red, glowing, disc-shaped objects in the blackness of space. They found evidence of 56 ultra-red flattened objects after analyzing data collected by NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, which had eluded older telescopes like Hubble for decades. Now, we're going to skip down here because they got pictures. They got pictures. And it's funny because under one of these pictures, it says images depicting the same regions of space. depicting. And then you get down here and this line here, a suite of, because how did they come to this? You know, okay, did they just, because you say, they say, they use terms like a telescope. And we picture like, you go to the store and you buy a telescope and you look it up. They just got a really big one. So they're looking really big in the sky with their telescope. A suite of computer a suite of computer simulations, neural network emulators, and mathematical models was used to determine the shapes of these large red UFO galaxies. Now, I'm not willing to say space is fake and gay. I'm not saying that. Don't interpret that. Don't interpret what I'm saying is that. But I'm sorry, but when NASA says they came to find these things with using a suite of computer simulations, so stop right there. Computer simulations. That's not reality. That's not, oh, we have this telescope that's so freaking big, it saw it. We couldn't see it before because it's too far off. They say, they're telling you in the article, they're using computer simulations. We can make a computer simulation show you anything. Neural network emulators and mathematical models to determine the shapes of the... In other words, they're making this up. I'm not saying that space itself is fake and gay by any stretch of the imagination, because I just don't know. But I am telling you this story right here is... It's bullshit. It's just complete. They're telling you in the story, they're using computer simulations. That's how they found them, using computer simulations. Neural network emulators. And mathematical models. That's not, here it is. They're telling you they're using computer simulations. They're showing you computer simulations for these mysterious UFO galaxies. They obviously, you see the insert, whatever marketing term they settled on. They probably focus group before even coming out with this nonsense. UFO galaxies. You see, they're big on the UFOs right now. That's been kind of on the burn. They've been ginning up this talk about UFOs. UFO galaxies. We've discovered them with our high-tech space gadgetry. Using computer simulations. Anybody using AI could use a computer simulation and come up with whatever the hell else they want to. It's like they prep people for what the next line of bullshit they plan to peddle them. We've got actual imagery of aliens. How did you get it? With computer simulations. The rest of us would call that an AI deepfake. But not if the government does. Not if NASA does it. Now, to stay in line here, I'm going to use Wikipedia. I am loath to use Wikipedia, but we're going to use it for this case because it makes the point. Talking about this James Webb Space Telescope. Initial design, this is from Wikipedia. Initial designs for the telescope, then named the Next Generation Space Telescope, began in 1996. Two concept studies were commissioned in 1999 for a potential launch in 2007 and a U.S. $1 billion budget. The program was plagued with enormous cost overruns and delays. Oh, wow, like everything else. A major redesign was accomplished in 2005 with construction completed in 2016. Followed by years of exhaustive testing and a total cost of, drumroll, a total cost of $10 billion. $10 billion. For the TASE Space Telescope, so that you can see UFO galaxies. Now, the galaxies, we get a suite of computer simulations. Neural network emulators and mathematical models to determine the shapes of these. Do you think that the computer simulations, the new, and all the rest of this, the mathematical models, do you think that costs $10 billion? Does anybody believe that the computer simulations that they're used to bring us this story about these mysterious UFO galaxies? Do you think any of that cost $10 billion. If so, I've got a piece of cardboard with some Crayola scribblings on it to sell you. I'm willing to come down on the price to $5 million. We'll wrap up on that note. I hope you've enjoyed the discussion. It's great to be back with the Daily Nationalist Show again. Things should be more normal, except that we are going to be missing Dr. Johnson after Wednesday for just a little bit. He will be back. Don't worry. I know. But, you know, like I say, it's this time of the year with we've had Thanksgiving. We've gotten through the Thanksgiving holiday. We got Christmas coming up later this month. So bear with us. It's just basically Dr. Johnson and myself. That's what we got here. So bear with us. We are going to keep regular programming coming your way, and I think it's going to be fun discussions. We'll continue to have fun and hopefully informative, entertaining, all of it in one nice, neat package for you here on Radio Ivan. So stick with us. I hope you enjoy the rest of your work week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.